right at him, slant route, touchdown Denver, close one, he wants Julius Thomas, Julius Thomas is there, touchdown Denver, perfect throw, touchdown Denver.
Welcome back to Fox on Fox, joined now by Julius Thomas, Broncos tight end. Do you ever think about, do you look back yet, Julius, and think about what you've done so far in your career, a first tight end in the history of the game to go back-to-back seasons with 12 touchdown catches, or are you just kind of pressing forward with what you're doing?
Oh, yeah, you know, you don't get much of a chance to really reflect on all the things you've done. You know, it's always that next week, that next practice, that next way to get better. So for me right now, it's all about doing the things that I can to help my team win and just building. So, you know, we're going to just keep moving forward.
After a quiet couple of weeks, boy, you responded last week with two touchdowns, and you do so in your own backyard. Tons of family and friends there in Oakland. You got two touchdowns. You hand the ball back up into the huge crowd there. A bit of a homecoming for you. I know that was pretty cool for you. How many tickets did you have to buy?
It actually worked out well for me. You know, I have some family that has season tickets in Oakland, and they all had their own tickets. I think I ended up with 14, so not as many as you probably would have expected.
Is this a Super Bowl or bust type season for you guys? Do you guys put that own pressure on yourselves?
Yeah, I mean, that's been our goal since we got back here in April. We knew what it, we kind of learned what it takes to be in a Super Bowl, and being on the losing side is a feeling none of us enjoyed. And you're starting to see throughout this year how much more resilient we are, how we continue to fight and battle through things. And it's no question our goal to win a Super Bowl. That's what we come to work for every day. That's the standard we've set as a team, as an organization, and we're all trying to do our part to make that a reality.
Looking ahead to St. Louis, what challenges do they pose for you guys?
Well, you know, last week we talked a little about, you know, offensively is the red area defense of the Oakland Raiders. And, you know, say what you want about the team, is they do a good job of holding teams to field goals. And that happened to us early in the game. And that's something that the St. Louis Rams do well also. So we have to find a way to score points. D-line's creating a lot of pressure in the last couple weeks. And that's something that we're going to have to do a good job protecting Peyton and keeping him up there so he can throw those footballs.
Should be a good game. Let's go off the football field and talk a little basketball. I know you're former big basketball star. You got a chance to take in a pretty cool game over at the Pepsi Center. You watched the Nuggets take on the Cavs, LeBron James. You were courtside with some of your teammates. How cool was that to see LeBron up close and personal?
It's exciting. You know, when you get down there on the floor, you know, for me, it kind of brings back memories of what it was like running up and down. But those guys, the level they play at is incredible, you know. They're doing so many things out there at such a high level.
It's good stuff. We've had several basketball conversations on this show for some reason. The thought is if the Broncos put together a basketball team, you'd have a pretty good squad here. Who would be your starting five? I'm obviously naming you captain, and you're starting. Who do you got?
You know, I got to give DT his credit.
Sure.
He's a pretty good basketball player.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of guys that have claimed to be good. I've never seen play, you know.
Thought is Brock. Brock could play a little bit.
Brock,
Tlaib claims he can play.
He claims. I've never seen it. You know, David Bruton.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people wouldn't say, you know, he's a guy that you would pick up. But, I mean, he plays with great energy. I played with him before. You know, he gets after it out there. I always tell him, Brute, I will be on your team any day of the week. Like you said, Brock, you know, he understands the game. You know, Virgil. You know, he's a pretty physical presence in there. You know, those rebounds, they're coming to him. He'll finish around the basket. And CJ says he was a point guard, so we'll definitely give him a look at point guard, and we'll see if he still has it.
So you just named like eight or nine guys. You're leaving off your big physical threat altogether. Let's take a quick look here. True or false, you can still dunk a basketball?
True.
True?
True.
We're going to have to
see
that.
Very easily, but it'll cost you to see it.
Pop Rouse says he can still get up.
Did he say he could dunk a basketball?
Oh, yeah. He says easy.
No, that's not.
Not happening.
I don't
believe it either.
Tell him I'm chipping in. If it's going to cost, I'm chipping in to see it.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, T. Knight, he tells me he's a great basketball player in high school, but.
He's quick on his feet.
Well, we got to see him dunk. Can we get that out on the show? Is that?
Yeah, we'll get it. We'll set up a little grill
this off season or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need it to be 10 foot. I need the tape measure. We're going to make sure it's 10.
Yep.
And easily?
He says easily.
Oh, man.
We'll pay. There you go. Thanks, bro.
Yep, no problem.
And a reminder, Coach Fox is back in just a few minutes. But first up, let's go back to studio where Raul is standing by with a sneak peek inside the Broncos' newest weapon.
That's right, Nick. This is a reloaded Broncos team, adding Emmanuel Sanders on offense and DeMarcus Ware, Aqib Talib, and T.J. Ward on defense. But Denver's biggest new weapon is a 115,000-square-foot facility. Cammy Carmen takes us inside the $37 million crown jewel of Broncos country.
For 51 weeks, more than 1,000 workers and 70 contractors have been perfecting this behemoth of a building, and it couldn't have come at a better time. Instead of slogging through this cold, wet weather out here, this week the guys have been cozy and comfortable inside, preparing for their indoor game.
Tell you what, we enjoyed the facility today.
Did a heck of a job. Nice place.
We practiced like champions today.
The Broncos are now officially a big-time organization. Literally, 85,000 square feet.
We tried to add a bunch of features that will improve our football experience in here.
Including room to run.
A receiver can complete his route at full speed and not worry about running into walls.
We have 25 feet from sideline to wall on all four sides.
But it is not quiet.
Got a great sound system in there.
You'll notice 10 black speakers up in the ceiling, so we can do crowd noise.
The 100-yard synthetic turf field is familiar to some of these guys.
This is basically the same field we played at the Meadowlands, so we have a lot of experience with this field. This is top of the line. It's on the market right now.
Even the video department employees get an upgrade.
We're actually going to install robotic cameras in here, so my video department will actually be able to film practice from our main facility in their video operations rooms.
The LED lighting system is brand new to the market, but there's also plenty of Colorado sunshine.
Or natural ambient light that you get from three sides.
And that is all just on the field. The new building also includes a full-size locker room, in Broncos orange and blue, of course, complete with all the extras like hot and cold tubs so the Broncos can host other NFL teams.
That's what will entice a team to come out here.
We look forward to sharing it with some people in the community down the road. We'll host parties. We'll host events in here. We'll do a lot of different things.
It's covered in snow now, but this hill will seat 5,000 fans during training camp next year, who can then go inside to get some team gear at the new retail store and enjoy a walk down memory lane.
Behind me, this empty room is going to be a future museum.
We'll have a great experience for them, we think, starting with next year's training camp.
The $37 million project is a huge upgrade and a testament to owner Pat Bowlen's vision.
When he looked at this, he said, make sure you do this the right way. And you don't leave anything behind that you're going to have to put in later.
And the completion of this project could not have come at a better time.
They did a heck of a job, and it's really, really came out well.
Cammy Carmen, Fox 31 Denver.
Pretty nice digs. I want one of those. Now, it's hard to argue with the Mannings title as the first family of football, but when it comes to punting pedigree, don't mess with the Colquitts. The Broncos kicker has one of the best boots in the NFL, but he may not even be the best in his family. We'll explain up next. Plus, the Broncos riding a rejuvenated run game. How a platoon of backs has the rushing attack clicking on all cylinders.